I'd like to focus today on three areas that I believe are why Lone Sound needs an operational mixed-use harbor. And these three important things are economy, education, and the environment. And I feel that these three areas, central Lone Sound, the surrounding area, and indeed the Canada as a whole, we need to achieve success in each area. We need the Lone Sound Harbor. First of these areas that I'm going to focus on is the economy. Now, both the local economy of Lone Sound and the surrounding area, which includes all of Gray and Bruce counties and even beyond, stand to gain from an operational harbor. Furthermore, Canada as a country can gain from having this harbor in use. As part of the Great Lakes Seaway system, Lone Sound Harbor, as you know, is a vital link in the movement of goods to and from the region. For over 200 years, we've been using the Great Lakes as a means of transportation and a vital link in the overall transportation strategy of the country. The Lone Sound Harbor is an important part of this system. Economic benefits to the city of Lone Sound and the surrounding area stemming from an operational harbor are immense. Having an operational harbor means jobs, it means tourism, it supports growth and development in the city, and it means economic prosperity for the area. The Lone Sound Harbor is a key link in getting goods from the area to market. Without this link in the transportation system, the city and the surrounding area would undoubtedly see job losses and decreased economic activity. Furthermore, a prosperous Great Lakes Seaway system is not only vital for this region, but is vital for the Canadian economy as a whole. It's part of the whole overall strategy. A recent report done by Martin Associates states that maritime commerce on the Great Lakes Seaway system resulted in 48,288 direct jobs. Excuse me. These were defined as jobs that were directly generated by maritime and port activities such as dock workers, crane operators, ships, crews, etc. Furthermore, the study stated that as a result of this direct creation of employment, there were 21,947 induced jobs. These are jobs that were created when individuals spend their wages locally on goods and services such as food, housing, clothing, etc. And finally, there was also 28,320 indirect jobs that were created due to the purchasing of goods and services by businesses. These were jobs related to office supply, maintenance and repair, and parts and equipment supply. And in total, maritime commerce on the Great Lakes Seaway resulted in a total of 98,556 jobs. The report further states that the industry also created approximately $15.8 billion in business revenues and approximately $4.6 billion in personal income through wages. These numbers are extremely significant and demonstrate how important, in my mind, and I believe probably yours too, that the Great Lakes Seaway system, how important it is to the economy in general. Lone Sound is part of this system and can only see growth from having a fully operational harbor. I'm going to switch gears here. From an educational standpoint, the Lone Sound Harbor plays an extremely important role in ensuring that there's a well-educated workforce for the marine shipping industry. And this is through the important work being done at Georgian College to provide educational training in the field of marine safety. And anybody that's been in the simulator up there, if you haven't seen it, I urge you to contact the college and see it. It is state of the art. It amazes me every time I go in it. Georgian College is currently providing important marine emergency duties, known as MET training, which is basic mandatory safety and survival training to those who work on ships in Canada. Furthermore, we are all excited about the proposed marine emergency duties training and research center at Georgian College in Lone Sound. And ironically, Mary Lynn and I are meeting after this just to further our discussions on making sure that this comes here and becomes a reality.